Today's study is going to take us to the Gospel of John, chapter 11, in just a moment. But before we begin our study today, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the great God that thou art. We thank you for this opportunity to open up thy very words. Father, we pray that you'd bless the listener today. We pray for the saint of God to be encouraged in the things of thee, built up in the things of thee, Father, and strengthened by thy words. And Father, we pray, if there's a lost soul that's never trusted Jesus Christ and his shed blood alone to pay for all their sins, past, present, and future, and secure them a home in heaven when they die, that this would be the very day from a heart of faith they'd call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Father, we commit this time into thy hands. We ask you to have your will and your way in our lives today, and it's in Jesus' precious name we pray and give thanks. Amen. John's Gospel, chapter 11, our passage we'll begin with today is verses 38 to 45. And the study today is entitled, Take Away the Stone. Take Away the Stone. So let's turn to John's Gospel, chapter 11. And let's read that passage together, verses 38 to 45. Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. What we want to see today in our lesson is, as we go through these verses and comment on them, is when you and I fail to trust the Lord and allow the barriers, the circumstances, and situations of this life to control us, we live in a form of darkness. So, my dear friend, it's time to take away the stone. As we read the account surrounding the resurrection of Lazarus, we find a wealth of facts applicable to us today. Let us first consider the condition of Lazarus. We see then the condition of Lazarus. Lazarus is dead. In verse 14 of John 11, we hear Jesus proclaim in verse 14, he says, Lazarus is dead. Death, of course, is a state of being without life. Such is the case of man without Christ. Amen. Remember, Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, he's speaking to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. Also in John's Gospel, chapter number 1, we read this concerning Jesus Christ. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 13, we learn this. Concerning our condition when we were without Christ, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him for and having forgiven you all trespasses. That was our condition. We were dead spiritually, without life, dead in our sins. But thank God that when we came to Christ, believed on him, he quickened us together with him. He made us alive, and not only that, my friend, he forgave you and I all of our trespasses, past, present, and future. And then in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, the words of Almighty God say this, in you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. In the book of Romans, chapter 6, in verse number 23, we read, for the wages of sin is death. Amen. So you see, because of our sin, we were dead. Dead spiritually. Amen. We were dead spiritually. But again, we're reminded again that Christ quickened us, made us alive in him, regenerated our dead spirit, and made us alive spiritually. My friend, without Christ, ask yourself, who is the life? Without Christ, we are without the life. Amen. Oh, you may be alive physically. Amen. But your body is just a shell, an outward covering. But without Christ inside, you're dead spiritually. Amen. No relation to God, no personal relationship with Almighty God. And that only can be obtained, that personal relationship with God through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're seeing here that Lazarus is dead. And in verse 38, we find Lazarus in a cave, and a stone lay upon it. We read that Jesus, therefore, again groaneth in himself, cometh to the grave, and it was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. That's how Lazarus was buried. He wasn't in the ground, but he was in a cave. Amen. And there was a stone over the opening of the cave. Now the cave, my friend, is a good representation of being in darkness. Amen. Amen. Because that stone, that boulder, kept the light from going into that cave. Jesus reminds us in John chapter 3, verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world. In other words, this is why man is condemned. We're told in the Word of God that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Is he not? But he's come into the world. Amen? And the world is condemned. All man is condemned. Why? They're presented the light, they have free will, and they have choice. Either they're going to accept the light that Jesus Christ brings into this world, or they're going to reject it. And time again, we see man rejecting the light of the world. There was a time in your life and my life where we came under this condemnation. We were given the light and we chose not, amen, to receive the light into our lives. Jesus goes on and he says in John chapter 3, verse 19, men loved darkness rather than light. That's a condemnation. They're given a choice. Christ is the light of the world. Let the light come in. No. Majority of men reject that light because they love the darkness. And why do they love the darkness? Jesus tells us because their deeds were evil. See, light exposes. Amen. People do not like the light. Amen. That's why they don't like the Word of God. That's why people don't read the Word of God. Why? Because it exposes them. The Word of God is called a light and a lamp. Amen. And it exposes. It exposes sin. It exposes our evilness and our wrongdoings. See? That's why men and women do not want to read the Bible. Open it up, because they'll be exposed for who they truly are. And that's why the unsaved don't want to be around the blood-bought child of God, the child of God that is consecrated, amen, set aside to be used of God, to present the light, amen, to present Jesus Christ, the light of the world, to proclaim the words of God, which is the light as well. We are called as Christians to be light, amen, not to as the illustration is to light a candle and put it under a bushel basket, but where to shed the light, proclaim the light, shine brightly in this dark, sin-sick world, and proclaim Jesus Christ and expose men's deeds as evil and show them that they can be saved by the light that Jesus Christ brings. He's trying to show them you're in darkness. Your deeds are evil. But you don't have to be that way. I've given you another way to live if you'll only believe on me. See? When we are spiritually dead, we are literally in darkness to the truth of what life is. Now, you could ask many people what life is, and they'd give you different questions, or give you a different answer, rather, of what life is all about. But all of those answers would be wrong, amen, according to the words of Almighty God. As Jesus said, life consists more is more than the abundance of things. See, some people have the idea that life is nothing more than accumulating material goods and wealth and so forth and so on. But that's not what life is. True life can only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Truth can only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the way, the right way, the only way to be saved. Amen. And to live is in Jesus Christ. See? But man rejects that. Man rejects that for the most part because they're spiritually dead. They're in darkness. Amen. In Luke chapter 11, verse number 34, the words of God tell us this. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. What do you choose to see? What do you choose to understand? Amen. It's what we choose to see and let in through our eye. Light. Do we choose to see Jesus Christ as the light of the world? The only way to heaven, the truth, the way. Amen. If we do that, then our whole body is full of light and truth. Amen. But if we're blinded to the light of this world, Jesus Christ, and we choose to see the things the devil, Satan, the god of this world, wants us to see, then we're in trouble because we're in darkness. Amen. But you have the choice. You have free will with what you want to do, what you want to choose to see. In 1 John chapter 2, 1 John chapter 2, verse 11, the Word of God says this, "But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes." See? Blindness has blinded his eyes. The lack of light. The decision not to see who the true life and who the truth is and who the way is, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we see that by, it says, "But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth." When you're in darkness, you don't have a clue. You don't know what's going to happen from one moment to the next. See? People that are in darkness, they don't know what's going to happen when they die. They can only hope or believe what their religion has taught them. But we who are in the light and walk in the light and have fellowship one with another and his son Jesus Christ's blood cleanses us from all sin. See? When you have the light, you walk in the light. When you have nothing but darkness, you don't know where you're going. Amen. You can't love your brother. Amen. Because only if you have the light tells you to love your brother. Amen. In verse 39, let's look at the command in chapter 11, verse 39 here. Jesus, he makes a command. He gives a command. He says here, notice, take ye away the stone. So we see the picture here. He comes to where the cave, where Lazarus is lying. He's been in there 4 days. Amen. And we see in that verse that Martha, the sister of Lazarus, says, but Lord, he's been in there 4 days, he stinketh. In other words, his body has started to break down. Amen. The flesh, the body, is begun to deteriorate. Began to rot. Amen. A rotting corpse stinks. It smells. Amen. That's why when someone dies and they're going to have a viewing of the body, amen, that the mortician drains that body of all blood, bodily fluids, and fills it with formaldehyde, amen, so it won't stinketh, amen. Because if that body was left open in a casket without being embalmed, it would stink, amen, and drive the people away. So it could be said, when Jesus says, take away the stone, in other words, he's saying, remove the barriers or hindrances to the light. Amen. See? He says, take away the stone. When you roll that stone away, light's going to go into that cave. Now, in this life, the first problem encountered is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. But if it says, the words of God say, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel, who is in the image of God, should shine unto them. See? That's one of the functions of the god of this world, is to blind, to keep people lost, to keep the light from shining through, the glorious light of the gospel, the truth. See? Now, someone who is lost, amen, may hear the preaching of the word, how to be saved. The devil say, you don't want to listen to that. That's a bunch of foolishness. Amen. You don't want to get saved. You'll lose the fun of this life, and you won't be able to do certain things, and you'll be deprived of your amusement and the things that you do. Amen. His purpose is to keep people blinded. Keep the light out of the glorious gospel. Amen. To not allow the glorious gospel, the light, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Because he knows, the god of this world, Satan knows, amen, people believe what they're hearing, believe the gospel. The light comes in, then he's lost another convert to take to hell with him. Amen. You see that? So we've seen, amen, Jesus says, commands to take away the stone away. That's what many need to do in their lives, is to take whatever that, remove that barrier or hindrance that's keeping the light from shining through. There are many hindrances or barriers. One of them is unbelief. Unbelief. Unbelief is failure to accept the work of Christ that we may have life. See? That's a barrier. That's a stone. Amen. That's keeping us from letting the light shine in. Because Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. See? In other words, the light will come in. You'll see things differently. You'll never ever be any longer in darkness. You'll be in light. Amen. You'll be in light. You'll know the truth. When you read the words of God, it'll be alive to you. It'll affect your life. Why? Because you've believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. You've confessed him with your mouth and you believe in your heart that God raised him from your dead, and you're trusting in only his shed blood. And his shed blood alone to pay for all your sins, past, present, and future, and secure your home in heaven. Amen. Amen. As that blind man said, when Jesus opened his eyes, his physical eyes, he says, all I know is one thing. Once I was blind, but now I see. Amen. That's the same way with you and I. Each one listening today that's received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And myself. We once were blind spiritually, but now we see, the light has come in and we know the truth. We know what this physical life, we know the story from the beginning to the end, what's going to happen. The Lord's coming back for us. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. Well, I want to stop there because we have a ways to go, and next time we'll continue our study of Take Away the Stone. But I want to remind folks that are listening today and listen faithfully every week, and I hope the broadcast is a blessing to you, is that every one of these lessons, studies, past, present, and future, Lord willing, are available on CD. All you have to do is drop me a line. My contact information will be given to you at the end of the broadcast. Tell me what lesson or lessons you want, and I'll send it out to you. Absolutely free. I'm not going to charge you for anything. Like many ministries do, amen. And I also want to remind folks that I do have a website, and the website is www.allthecounselofgod.com. That's www.allthecounselofgod.com. There's a lot of good information, studies, audio studies, written studies, and other things that'll help you to grow in the things of God. So until we meet again next time here on the Pastor Study, this is Brother Gino Cassieri. My prayer is God would richly bless each and every one of you. And good day.